tape number 14 in scrapbook 8 on page 53. There's an article on double dipping by public employees, and the person cited in the article is Richard Taplin, who was a Minneapolis policeman and detective. His dad also was a policeman in the Park Police Service for many years. It explains double dipping and makes a lot of comments about it. On pages 54 and 55, there are letters and an article about Mayor Hilde again on his retirement as mayor of Plymouth. The city of Plymouth will miss him, I'm sure. On pages 56 and 57, there are further articles about the Hildes and about his retirement as mayor. He is a pilot and has his own aircraft. And if he's as conscientious about his plane as he is about his job that he did as mayor, that plane will fly forever and there will never be any difficulties with his flying. Page 55, there are a couple articles, one about Sergeant Paulson and the other one about Ronald Foreman, and they were given commendations for arrests and that they accomplished. On page 57, there's a listing of winners in the 1978 Knights of Columbus Golf Tournament. I place second in the third flight. And I usually played in the sometimes the first, second, or third flight, hardly. I don't think I ever played beyond the third flight. And I really enjoyed those tournaments and had a lot of fun. On page 58, there is my certificate stating I fulfilled all of the requirements for being licensed as a peace officer pursuant to Minnesota statutes. This was the first time policemen were licensed, and all of us in law enforcement who were grandfathered in so that we didn't have to go through any special additional training or anything to receive our license. But afterwards, all of the new hires would have to follow the state statutes regarding licensing of police officers. On page 58, there is a little article telling that I was going to be retiring from the Plymouth Police Department as of December 29th, 1978. On pages 59, I wrote a letter submitting my resignation to the city of Plymouth, and on page 59 also the letter from Jim Willis, the city manager, acknowledging the receipt of my letter of resignation and effective December 29th, 1978. Page 60 and 61, there's a couple articles discussing the proposal to hire a public safety director to command both the fire and police departments on my retirement. And on page 61, the Plymouth Council decided not to go that way, and they are going to hire a police chief instead. Also on page 60 are a couple birthday cards from Kathy and Lisa. They were the two secretaries in the police department. Dick Held sends me birthday greetings and a brief note on page 61 also. He did this for years, and he is now retired from the FBI, and tells about being back in Chicago and keeping busy down there. On page 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70 are letters, cards, and wishing me well on my retirement, and saluting me for the job I did for Plymouth, and different sentiments like that. It's nice to hear from all these people and to know that you were respected and were admired for the job that you did for the city of Plymouth and the department. On pages 70, 71, and 72 are a bunch of cards that I carried during or were in my billfold on retirement, and things that I had and carried all the time, every day. Also on page 71 is the flyer that was put out for my retirement dinner. It was held at Medina Ballroom out in Plymouth. It was a very nice affair, and again, a lot of people attended, and Marion and I enjoyed it very much, and were very grateful for all of the gifts received that that night. And Plymouth was an excellent place to work for the 10 years I was there, and I really enjoyed my career there. Page 75, there are copies of letters that I sent to all the various organizations, professional organizations, police organizations that I belong to, telling them of my retirement and resigning from the various associations. I'm sure that I'll have mixed feelings on leaving sadness on leaving the association with the people that I've worked with for a long time, and also a feeling of freedom and joy at having a lot of time to myself to devote to family and other interests that I have, and I know I'm going to enjoy my retirement, and I'm going to keep myself as busy as possible. Pages 78 and 79, there's a map and also instructions to the Al Hildy Jr. Condo in Venice, Florida. As part of my retirement, Mayor Hildy allowed me to use his condominium in Venice for 1 week. And we went down there in January of 79. And really enjoyed our week there in a luxurious condominium. And while we were there, we explored the area generally. Sarasota, Ringling Brothers Museum, Art Museum, and Circus Museum. Went to Busch Gardens. And on the way back, we stopped at Disney World and spent several days there. A very enjoyable time, and I really appreciated the gesture by Al Hildy. On page 79, there's a couple articles concerning the appointment of Dick Karlkus to be chief in Plymouth to succeed me as chief of the Plymouth Police Department. And on page 80 and 81, some material on Disney World, a letter from Jack Morse on my retirement, and an invitation and to the dedication of the Plymouth City Center on June 2nd, 1979, after I was retired. And on page 81, there's the FBI National Academy Associates newsletter, and in it is the a notification under the state of Minnesota about my retirement again. On page 82, there is a program from Wiley E. Groves High School. This is the graduation program for my granddaughter, Lisa M. Shasky. She was given an award for the outstanding athlete in Groves High School, and a plaque was put on the wall in the entrance of the school stating so. We were very proud of Lisa. She was an excellent student on the honor roll and a good athlete also. Concludes my comments on all the various scrapbooks and notebooks on my career in law enforcement in Minneapolis and in Plymouth. law enforcement was really good to me through all the years. I got into it by accident, by taking every exam I was eligible for in my early days as a young man. And the appointment to the Minneapolis department as a patrolman came first, and I accepted it and enjoyed my time all the way through my career. I hope these scrapbooks, notebooks, and audio tapes, commentary that I made concerning my career will be helpful to somebody in the future, in a historical sense, and perhaps somebody doing some research in law enforcement in early days in Minneapolis and Plymouth. I wish to thank all the people I've associated with during my entire career in Minneapolis and Plymouth, people I worked with, others that I came in contact with in various ways. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a fun journey, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the future. I'm 80 years old at the time of this commentary, and the date is February 8th, 1996.